It's fine. You know, I don't know how much is speculation. Quite frankly, I haven't received any inside information any more than what you guys have. But we're still focused on getting our team ready for this weekend and certainly getting it ready for the first game against Chicago. If that, in fact, is the case, there'll be plenty of time to focus in on that. I'm going to defer all those questions. You guys are quiet today. No, I don't think anybody's talking in those terms. That's not what our guys say on the medical end. You know, I'm sure it's very frustrating for them. And, you know, that's a kind of thing that I've never really had a bad back, but people tell me when you have one, it's kind of debilitating. I mean, everything hurts and that sort of thing. So, but no, our medical people are not talking in those terms. Yeah, Tom, I don't know if I can get very specific. Number one, I'm not knowledgeable enough to do it. It's just that my conversations with our medical people have led me to believe that they don't think it's over and done. Right. Yeah, I think so. Sure. Well, I think he was performing very well. I think he's a good natural football player, and we're trying to be extra cautious. We want to, you know, see if we can get this thing over and done with and get him back out there so he can stay out there. I know he's frustrated about it. You know, I'm sure our coaches would like to see him out there, but we have confidence that he's a good football player. Right. Well, with all the guys that we took off of one status or another yesterday, I think you have to be careful. As much as you want to just throw them back in and let them dive in the deep end, you have to come to grips with the fact that everybody else is 2 weeks ahead of them in terms of being in pads and going through the rigors of practice. So we want to expose them to it. We want to be smart in terms of how much exposure. We want to, if we can, avoid those third and fourth day of training camp blues where things kind of break down on you. So that's the reason we're approaching it this way. They're all anxious to do more, but we're going to continue trying to do this smartly. I feel pretty good about them, especially I think the last couple of weeks. I think the start of training camp was a little tough, but those guys, I don't know how much y'all watch them. We pay a lot of attention to them. I think their performance in pregame, and because that's a little bit more of a focus situation, and prior to the start of the canceled scrimmage, and in practice recently. So we think they're both performing pretty well. We think it's pretty good competition. Obviously, we'd like to see a little bit more. Well, yeah, we think he's an interesting guy because of his versatility. He's played on our special teams in the past. He's been primarily a backup linebacker in the past. We're asking him to do a few more things. It's cross-training. It's done around the league from time to time. I think you have to be careful who and when you do it. But I think this helps his ability to be of certain value to the team, and we'll see how it all works out. But we're asking a lot of him, but we think he's a very, very smart kid and a pretty good football player. I hope not. I hope he's much better than I. He's, I couldn't play tight end. I couldn't have practiced as a tight end. I was barely able to practice as a linebacker. I was a go-getter, though. I don't know. I had a schedule. I'm not sure we had a schedule. I think we're doing okay. Everybody's getting a taste of it. We haven't had any, crucial injuries yet. And I think our players are pretty excited about what we might be able to do. Well, it's hard to predict in terms of growing pains or how fast someone can jump into the fray and do certain things. We certainly think he's a very talented player, and we've only scratched the surface, I think. But he did a nice job blocking the other night, and he's obviously a threat as a vertical guy down the field and making matchup problems for linebackers. So we like what we've seen so far. I think it would depend on the circumstance. You guys just try to get me in trouble. There'll be different faces. This division, those of us that are in it and you guys that cover it, know this is a tough division. It always is, no matter who's playing quarterback for who. I mean, these are tough rivalry games, and I would expect it to be that again. And it probably has been so since there's been an NFC North.